Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score! Wrapping up this edition of Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score, Mars Hall. Always an interesting ride with you, sir.
I'm just happy to be here.
Okay, fine. Thank yous to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. Much appreciated. Thank you to Ray Diaz. Thank you to the deserter, Robbie Triano.
Oh, not traitor, just straight deserter?
Yeah, he's a deserter. He's a traitor.
He did give us a 1.5 week notice that he was leaving.
He did do that. Yeah,
hey, guys, my cards well.
I just want to say I'm sorry to interrupt Robbie goodbye week.
By the way, I just had some of that pizza.
I really did take over this whole week.
We've seen that.
I thought it was Bears Eagles week. My bad. It's Robbie goodbye week, ladies and gentlemen.
My goodness, is somebody
glad to be a part of it.
Is somebody going
to
roll in a Harley Davidson for him or the Bo Jackson?
That's amazing. The Carlton Fisk.
Oh, right? Carlton Fisk. Carlton. Okay. Bo Jackson got it for him.
I remember the first time I got wind of that was when Kareem was retiring, and everywhere Kareem went, every fan base in the NBA and organization presented him with something. He got like three rocking chairs. Hey, he's an old guy and he's quitting. Here's a rocking chair.
And I think that changed it. Like, since then, like, players have had to decide, do I want to do the whole thing going out?
Jeter did it. Derek Jeter did it. Derek Jeter was like, give me all of your flowers.
Didn't the Cubs give him like a number from the scoreboard? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. So that is correct.
They did do that. Cubs have lots of cool stuff to give away.
Sorry, Robbie, we couldn't match that. You know, for you, you know, but we did give you a week and a half.
We got a giddy jersey and a pizza party.
That's just not just a regular, you know, swingman giddy jersey. We got you an authentic giddy jersey.
Do you know how much you've cost us over the last week?
What do you mean? That's authentic? I didn't realize.
We gave him an authentic one.
Coffee once too, so I need to repay that.
You get it signed? You get that jersey signed?
Nobody fell short of that.
But he does have hair product from Josh Giddey.
What kind of Robbie goodbye week is this? I can't wait till the next Robbie goodbye week.
Thank you to our guests on the show today, Jared Payton, Derek Gunner Gunn, friend of Marshall's, Mike Florio.
Why'd you make that sound so derogatory?
Not my guy.
I didn't book him.
I didn't book him. No. He was on this show.
No, he was at. I said it like that because he was taking shots at you.
He was taking shots
on the way out. Yeah. So I was like, friend, I don't know.
Call Angelo Cataldi, have him take shots at Gunner.
That actually would be a thing.
Why did I not put Angelo on this show today? What's wrong
you
with
tell
you?
Why did you not?
Why isn't there still
What's
time to do
it?
There's not time to do it? What, you guys got 6-7 guests today?
4:45.
Alex?
Jesus, man.
I'll email him right now. Probably no chance.
Yo, Cataldi would be hilarious.
I know. He's the best.
This week after that loss to Dallas?
Yeah.
Hey, I know you guys brought it up yesterday on your show, Spiegel.
Yeah.
Well, I think you were. Big Ant was in here. Can you seriously make sure that baby T. Tyler Farengold does the third person Farengold? Because it's one of my favorite bits on The Score, I think. Like, low key.
We'll get him. Yeah. Baby T has the open ready to go at 2:25.
We can thank this man, Gabe Ramirez, for starting Baby T.
Oh,
up.
yeah!
This is the guy.
All right, hold on. Let me get to these guys. Thanks to Florio. Thanks to Paul Charchian. Transition is being brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer. Legendary food. It is Spiegel and Holmes. Holmes has the day off. Matt Spiegel is here. You've heard his voice. You may have heard Gabe Ramirez's voice chiming in just a little bit. And yes, you deserve full credit for baby tea.
Yes, just don't play the salsa music when you introduce me. I just want to make sure we get that clear.
Wow.
But I will say this. So Tyler Buterbaugh and Tyler Farengal obviously both work here. They were both new. I was doing nights, so I got to work with both of them. And my thing was I wasn't going to call both of them Tyler. So I needed to come up with something else. And then, you know, Tyler Farengal looks like a child.
He does.
And so for me, it was baby T, and I wanted to get him some street cred, you know, because he's from the Burbs and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I felt like it. And then I didn't know
it was
going
to stick. Did he just flash a sign?
He's a gangbanger, bro. He's about that life.
He's about that life. You know?
That's amazing. Usually, because on this show, we like to talk about both Tylers like the two tight ends. Like we're in 12 personnel.
Okay. I like that.
We're in 11 personnel when we have one of them. We're in 12 personnel when we have both of them.
Who's Cole Kmet? Who's Colston Love?
Yeah, Buterbaugh is Cole Kmet. Okay. And because baby T is younger and a little faster.
Got the buzz cut, yeah. You know, kind of like Loveland.
Exactly. Okay.
It's not like Buterbaugh's old, though. Is Buterbaugh even 30?
No,
he's a real beaut.
No, but we extended him. Yeah. We already signed him to an extension.
That's a good one. Okay. Oh, I got you.
No more 10 days?
No.
Baby T still absolutely. Good to see you, Gabe. How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I'm glad I'm ready to do a show with Speed.
Yeah.
You know, him and I, we did Fox last week.
Yeah, it's true. We always have
fun. Oh, I missed you guys by a week. I just did it this past week. I was stuck with
all about you, Mark Grody. All about you.
You know the drill?
No.
I could be me around you guys, right? It's all about me.
You're right. It's not all about Mark. It's all about Robbie.
Yeah,
it's
this week at least. It won't be about Robbie next week.
What do we need to chip in for now for Robbie?
Robbie, this is how it goes. This is what you have to do to make it about you is leave. Yeah. You leave, and then all of a sudden.
I want to come back just to leave.
Hey, that you just described Dan McNeil's career, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Now I get why Brett Favre did it.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Exactly right. Good night, everybody.
Dan McNeil, always a threat to return to the score.
So he can leave again. That's exactly right.
No doubt about it.
I was texting with Mac because Victory Chicken was a Dan McNeil creation because his buddy Slapshot Ed brought over a bucket of Jewel Honey Wings one Sunday, and then Mac brought in half bucket of Jewel Honey Wings on a Monday and said, hey, the Bears won, so I thought I'd bring this in. It's Victory Chicken. That's how it began.
Oh, look at that.
And then all these years later, finally, Rinaldi's stepped up and did, like, the best logo in the history of Victory Chicken.
They really did.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they went crazy. As being, so I texted all the different people on the Mac Victory Chicken tree. Me, Parkins, Nick Shepkowski, Ben Finfer, Chris Tannehill, and Jay Zawoski, and Dave Miska. I put all of us in a text thread to talk Victory Chicken with Dan McNeil.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. See, this is also part of, with the Bears winning as they are, like the Victory Chicken manual and budget was very easy over the, like, they've had two 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years. Now it's coming at us hot and heavy. Okay, who's buying the chicken this week?
Yes.
Like, it's dipped into the midday show. I'm like, okay, I'll bring the chicken this time. Who's bringing the chicken?
Tanny's like smoking wings in the back
for
12
hours.
Wings. Those wings were delicious.
It's turned into a real adult thing.
Yeah. You're totally right. And it's become this rotation.
Yeah.
And I came up for the second time in the rotation last week.
Who hasn't bought chicken yet?
That's why I went to Raising Cane's on my way. And then it was going to be my third straight week in the rotation. And instead, Matt from Rinaldi's, the great Rinaldi's, reached out to Mitch. And they made it happen. So, yeah, these are the hazards of having a winning team in Chicago.
I am curious. You know, my boy Marshall, you know, worked in Philly for a lot of years. I'm curious whether you think the Bears are getting Victory Chicken. I haven't listened enough to really figure out what your heart take is on that.
I know
he does.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know the answer.
I picked the Bears to win this game.
How about that, Gabe?
It's a Caleb Williams game. And when I say that, it's probably the most important game of Caleb Williams' career to this point. And I know he hasn't played that many games. This will be game number 29. But understand this. With the development that we expected out of him this year in Ben Johnson's first season, understanding that it would take time and that we would see a different team and a different quarterback in December than what we saw at the outset of the season. Last I checked, next week is December. So show me what you got and show what you could do against Vic Fangio, because I have no doubt that Ben Johnson will scheme up and draw plays that will work and put Vic Fangio's defense in conflict, the question becomes, can Caleb Williams execute said plays? It's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's simple.
So it's more about the Bears offense than it is about the Bears defense and the ability to stop Jalen Hurts and the weapons
right,
they have.
Right now, they're tripping over themselves.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, in your mind. Okay, I like this.
I think that's a very worthwhile Caleb point from Marshall Harris, because last week was a huge win in that regard. And I was most impressed with Caleb than I have been for any game, I got to say, because he executed Ben Johnson's game plan. Yes, he was inaccurate at times, but he got that ball out quick against a really good pass rush for the Steelers. He got the ball out the quickest of any game in his entire career. And look what it did.
That was his best game?
Yeah, 2.5 seconds.
I said I thought I was most impressed with him.
Okay.
Because what the ask is this year is just such a big ask. And I thought last week he was on time, even if inaccurate, he was on time and he was just trying to do what the coach is asking him to do. And if there's ever been another moment to do that, it's now against Vic Fangio on the road. Just do what the coach asks you to do.
Wow, this is the epitome, what you're talking about, of that fine line between being happy with the development of the quarterback and having that be the number one thing, even at the expense of him not playing particularly well. Because you can't have that game against good teams. Like, I understand what you're saying.
The under 60% game?
The under 60% game.
He didn't turn it over.
The inaccuracies were, like, the two overthrows in the second quarter, taking the delay of game in the fourth quarter. Like, again, if we're talking about a Bears winning season, those things can't happen. Those things just cannot happen. So that's why I can't get down with you when you say, and I know I got the subtlety
process.
That most impressed, but like
process over results, and they got the results too.
They did,
but man,
did,
the process.
He did turn the ball over. He just didn't throw an interception.
Oh, you're right. He did turn the ball over.
But
I forgot to.
But even with that,
oh yeah, it was 7 points. That was terrible.
I didn't even mention that in my list of bad things about that.
But see, here's the thing: understanding how that play did not affect the rest of his performance on the day. He comes back, he doesn't turn the ball over again, and he throws in touchdowns, and they get a win.
You remember those moments in your life when you screwed up so bad, and it was completely undeniable, and it was in front of everybody, and you survived, and you never did it again? I hope that's that moment for Caleb Williams. As a scrambler, as a guy who thinks he can be a hero in any circumstance, oh, hell no. This is the NFL. Get rid of the damn ball. No matter how much you were Houdini the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, and we saw it. Obviously, last year when he had that a couple of games where he threw a lot of interceptions, he put it back on himself and he said, I'm not that type of quarterback.
Yeah,
I'm
going to be.
And then after that, you didn't see an interception for quite a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has proven that he can learn from his mistakes as well. That one, he was even upset at the end of the game. But I think overall, when you're looking at Caleb, I think you're right, Marshall, when you're talking about him as a quarterback, his development. He hasn't necessarily played. Like, the fact that you can look at Caleb, look at this team, and say, wow, there's still room to grow, and that's exciting. That's the exciting part, right?
Dude,
that gap in the middle.
Just do what the coach asks of you and execute and try to stay confident as you learn. That's a hard thing, but that's all you got to do with a guy this freaking good, man. This coach, this offensive designer is unbelievable.
And that's what I'm saying. We understand that 31 points were scored, and there was a ton of meat left on the bone.
Yes!
And so when you understand that, and now looking at this specific challenge of going on the road in Philadelphia,
yeah,
I think if you can find a way to get a win this week, and Caleb does what he's being asked to do, it will be a revelation to the rest of the NFL. Y'all can't talk that talk. Right. Y'all been talking about us.
But you ever wonder why teams score 45 points or 50 points? It's because the design and the scheme is great, and they don't leave the meat on the bone.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's it. So you get 31, but they could have had 45 or 50.
While I'm thinking about it, and that class, that quarterback draft class, I got to give some credit to Mr. Ramirez.
Why is that?
Right here. And this is, Gabe was on board with Caleb Williams. It was not at the expense of Caleb Williams, but this gentleman right here implored me every time we did shows together to, dude, he was like, Drake May.
Yeah.
Drake May is my guy. And you're kind of winning the Drake May debates right now.
You know, I'll take a Caleb Williams and, you know, playoff berth and stuff like that.
I know you will.
At the time, I was just saying that Drake May was good. And people were like, Drake May?
Yeah. I was like, you're right. There was a lot of that.
You don't watch ball. And then you saw it. But yeah, I mean, it's good to see him playing well. It's good to see that whole class. Right, because when you're thinking about the NFL and the future of the NFL, names have gone, right? The Rodgers are heading on their way out. You've seen Tom Brady leave. So you need another class, somebody that's going to make you watch more than you are in the present. And I think these guys, not necessarily that the NFL is in good hands, but it's good to see them being able to manage teams and get victories for their respective squads.
I can also say this, because Gabe and I had those college conversations and who should be it. And he was very skeptical about Caleb Williams. And I don't think Caleb Williams has done anything to prove you wrong yet. I think we're still in the mystery. We're still in the gray. We don't know if this guy is going to be an elite quarterback at the NFL level. You could say he has elite arm talent, but that doesn't always translate, as we know, to being an elite Hall of Fame type quarterback.
Yeah, and I think with Caleb Williams, I think for me personally, you know, when I look at him and his body of work and what my expectations were as a fan, right? As a Chicagoan, as a fan, you think top three, top four quarterback in the NFL. And then you watch him play and then you're like, okay, maybe I just need to bring down the ceiling just a little bit, right? Now I just need you to be a top 10 quarterback and play well, and to Spieg's point, operate the offense at a high level, because that equates to victories, and the more victories makes everybody in the city
victories,
happy.
Victories,
so
dude!
It's like, I'm here for that.
Victories is what it is!
Stack the dubs.
I literally had a moment this morning. I do what I try to do every morning, and I don't always do it. I meditated. I don't know if you guys meditate.
It's hard to meditate.
I know, but like...
I levitate. I don't meditate.
Oh, look at that.
Same.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead, and this won't surprise people, especially after Olin launched a segment, the Spiegel Feelings Corner, last week.
But, I enjoyed that, by the way.
Yeah, so, but like, I meditated, and then I try to get back in touch with gratitude, right? And it is Thanksgiving week.
That is very
and
good.
I texted you guys, right, Gabe?
Thankful for the Bears.
You are a pilgrim.
I texted you and Alex and Baby T. I'm like, thankful for you guys working as hard as you are.
Oh.
But you know what I'm really thankful for? I realized, I got to admit, 8-3 Bears team,
yeah.
Bitches. I mean, like, come on.
Gratitude is heavy.
How much more fun is it to go to work these days? How much more fun is it to break down this team? Like, yesterday's 5 o'clock segment with Chris Emma, every single cut, I was like, listen to Declan Doyle, man. Hot damn. And then I was like, listen to Dennis Allen crediting the defensive assistants. Yeah. Then I was like, listen to Kevin Byard. That's a vet who knows
He's
culture.
Right.
Every single cut. I was like, damn, listen to these people. Like, this is a good team, yeah. And they're doing things the right way, and we get to break it down. It's fun.
I love the evolution or the crescendo of the civic pride portion of it when you start to see the blue and orange, like on the towers, like on the Hancock or the Sears. As they start to light up the line. Do the Lions have the helmets on them yet, or is it too early for the Lions to
it's great.
Have the
I haven't
helmets?
Seen the helmets.
Probably not. It's probably too early for that.
It's Art Institute Lions.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
by
about.
Today, no helmets on the Lions.
Yeah, that's too early for that. Yeah. That's playoffs only, I think. The Lions, the helmets on the Art Institute Lions.
Week 18, if week 18 is for the division, I bet they're wearing helmets.
Okay.
Listen, guys, the tale for me this season was simply this. We had a caller call in, and he's sitting here complaining about Ben Johnson's play calling after another win. And I was like,
yeah, man.
We have made it.
We made it.
We've arrived.
The standard has been raised.
You know what?
Bears.
You just wait till our 5 o'clock hour. Gabe has a thought that dovetails perfectly into that. We will get there. Here's what's going on our show today. We got Dave Wanstead at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Dave Wanstead was so good last week, and Chris Tannehill made an open out of his 3 o'clock segment. We played it on Friday. Friday, but we're going to play it again at 3 o'clock. And if you didn't hear it, it's so freaking awesome. So we're going to talk to Wani. Olin Krutz is on the show today at 4 o'clock. I have right here a holiday version of Categories that I'm very excited to play. And then we'll talk about Caleb and Jalen Hurts. I got Turkey Bowl thoughts. But when we come back, we'll get rolling after Baby T's open by listening to Ben Johnson about The Godfather and The Godfather Vic Fangio about Ben Johnson. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Great show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.